Setchel gasped and threw his hands up to his throat, his eyes wide with fear.
Nyriss will have your head if you hurt me again, he blustered.
That won't bring you back if you're dead, Scourge pointed out. Now stop playing games and tell me exactly what happened.
This woman was referred to me by a business associate, Setchel explained. She offered me a substantial sum to track down the man in her hollow image.
A hollow image?
Apparently, she doesn't even know your name, but she has an excellent image of your face, and she's willing to pay a substantial sum to meet with you.
And you have no idea why?
I can speculate.
Please do, Scourge said grimly.
Think of how many lives you have ended, how many assassinations you've performed. Isn't it possible that on one of these missions, your face was captured by a security cam?
Scourge was always careful on his missions, but nobody was perfect.
It's possible, he admitted grudgingly.
Now imagine someone who knew the victim finds the footage, maybe a wife or a daughter. Driven by her lust for revenge, she could search the whole empire for the one who wronged her.
You think she wants to kill me?
Probably. Most people do. But she insisted on meeting you in person.
Why are you telling me this?
Scourge asked abruptly.
I have a reputation to protect. She paid me to do a job. I don't want rumors to spread that I cheated a client. It's bad for business.
Does Nyriss know about your so-called business?
She allows me to freelance as long as it doesn't interfere with my work on her behalf. And in this case, it may actually benefit her. And you, he added. If this woman intends you harm, she must be dealt with appropriately. That is why I think you should meet with her.
And there's always a chance she might actually succeed, isn't there?
Doubtful, Setchel said. Just to be on the safe side, though, I wouldn't suggest you go to meet her alone.
You want to come with me?
Not in the least, Setchel assured him. This seems more like a job for Murtaug and his crew.
Scourge didn't speak right away. He ran over everything Setchel had told him, trying to determine if he was being set up. The mere fact that Setchel hadn't simply turned the woman away was enough to make Scourge wary of the meeting. If someone really was looking to do him harm, it was doubtful that Setchel would warn him simply because they both served Nyriss. But if he suspected the woman was tied to something in Scourge's past, some dark secret or inconvenient truth, bringing it to light was an effective way to make Scourge look bad. If she turned out to be someone looking for revenge, it would prove that Scourge had been sloppy in the past, planting seeds of doubt about him in Nyriss's mind. And even if she wasn't, the situation was still likely to create some kind of mess for Scourge to clean up. That alone might be enough to convince Setchel to help her. Simply refusing the meeting wasn't an option, however. Now that he knew she was out there, Scourge had to take action. Whatever the motive behind her search for him, he had to face her. It was the only way to unravel the mystery. Setchel knew all this, of course. That was why he suggested sending Murtaug along. On the surface, it appeared the best way to deal with a possible enemy. But Scourge knew what he really wanted was to have somebody else there who would report back on the meeting if the truth turned out to be embarrassing. On the other hand, if he decided to meet her alone, he was putting himself at greater risk. It might also look like he had something to hide, and he had no doubt Setchel would twist that fact to suit his own needs somewhere down the road.
Congratulations, he said to the smaller Sith. You've backed me into a corner. Set up the meeting, and tell Murtaug and his men to be there.
Of course, Lord Scourge,
Setchel said with a mocking bow.
I'm always happy to be of service.